Hi there, Gerwin Jones here, and welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. Real glad that you could join me. Today, I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary, and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. I'll be right back. The fifth International Colloquium Latinos in the United States is being held in Havana from October the 15th to the 17th with the participation of artists from nine countries. Promoted by Casa de las Americas, the event will bring together 48 guests from Argentina, Mexico, Chile, Puerto Rico, Salvador, Brazil, Spain, the United States, and Cuba. Amongst the participants is the Professor of Gender and Sexuality Studies at the University of California in the States, Alicia Arizon, and Maria Jose Buchanan, the academic of the Upper Middle Division of the University of Monterrey in Mexico. Also attending will be the Cuban historian Jesús Arboleda and Cuban-American University professor and narrator Sonia Rivera, creator of the non-profit cultural organization Latino Artists Round Table. 15 papers will be presented, which will focus on the management of Latino cultural industries in the United States. Academic activities are linked to the artistic and literary creation of those who, coming from Latin America and the Caribbean, seek recognition in American society, overcoming behaviors of xenophobia and racism. The colloquium will take place in a context of reflection on the fascist escalation of Donald Trump's government on migrants. Within the event, a space is dedicated to music, and this time with a special invitation to American pianist Arturo O'Farrill, in charge of the closing on the 17th. The International Colloquium, Latinos in the United States, was born from the program with the same name, initiative of the president of Casa de las Americas, the Cuban intellectual Roberto Fernández Retamar, 1930 to 2019. The Cinemateca of Cuba has launched a series of screenings in Havana in honor of the Italian filmmaker Bernardo Bertolucci. The exhibition, scheduled until October the 26th, will offer and illustrate the work of the director, heir to the masters Pier Paolo Pasolini and Luchino Visconti. The cycle includes several examples of his extensive filmography, including his first feature film, The Barren Harvest, scripted by Pasolini, as well as The Strategy of the Spider, both films deeply rooted in the fascist past of Italy. Considered one of the greatest of Italian cinematography, Bertolucci received four times the Hollywood Academy Award with outstanding productions such as The Last Emperor of 1988, winner of nine Golden Statuettes. Likewise, Bertolucci was awarded the Golden Lion in Venice for his lifetime's achievement, the Honorary Golden Palm of the Festival of Cannes, and has been appointed Grand Officer of the Order of Merit of the Italian Republic. More than 2,200 films, 300 scripts, and 100 posters have registered to compete in the 41st International Festival of New Latin American Cinema, scheduled for December the 5th to the 15th in Cuba. Argentina, Brazil, and Mexico are the countries with the largest number of films, followed by Colombia, Chile, and Peru, amongst others. This according to Leani Pintado, the press director of the event. To date, around 300 scripts, 100 posters, 680 audiovisual materials have been submitted for the Coral Post-Production Award. Pintado told the press that the 41st Festival program, a colloquium dedicated to Tomás Gutiérrez Alea, will take place, and a large exhibition to celebrate the centennial of the birth of the outstanding documentary filmmaker Santiago de Alvarez. It is well known that in Cuba, various cultural influences converge, which find their expression in different manifestations of art. Such is the case of the boulevards, whose European ancestry adds to what could be called the spatial physiognomy of the provinces. Each territory can boast of having one of these busy passages, popularly described as a tangible social network or a backbone, often linking avenues, alleys, and emblematic streets whose names treasure stories, many of them turned into legends. Regardless of its extension in blocks, meters, or steps, its route is always a pleasure. It's there where the beginning and the end depend on who chooses it as a shortcut or simply as a reference. If in the past the shopping centres and street vendors made an appearance, giving these pedestrian crossings an air of modesty, today new verges of modernity adorn their corners with works of art, sculpture, and social events bring dynamic effects to the environment. Spaces that became somewhat forgotten by time. When their inhabitants wake up from their lethargy, they often revitalize themselves with museums, hotels, cabarets, and handicraft sales, all conceived with a view to popular enjoyment. During the day, they seem to explode with so much socialization that the public generates, but at dusk, they often show their most intimate and silent faces in the well-distributed illuminations which harmonize an architecture that goes from the old to the modern. And so, who has had the possibility to visit these boulevards and retrace them without haste will feel energized by the casual cultural presentation renovating in each new day of the urban panorama. The boulevard is not that site of broken dreams. On the contrary, any vestige of longing towards past times is placated by new attractions and the popularity of its passers-by and residents. There are those with tile floors with artistic decorations of all shapes and sizes which guide the steps towards museums, hotels, nightclubs, bars, shows and cafes. Territories such as Ciego de Ávila, Granma, Camagüey and Havana, to name a few, have registered their boulevards amongst their heritage attractions. Although the history of the oldest could be associated with wars, walls and medieval cities, urban intervention has given them access to the different manifestations of art as a sign of civilization, development and social improvement. And that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup.